奉主耶稣圣名正道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
我们请先翻开以弗所书第五章。
Let's first begin by turning to Ephesians chapter 5.
我们读第十节到十二节。
From verse 10 to 12.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
第十到十二节。
Verse 10 to 12. Verse 10. Trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord, and do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them. Verse 12. For it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret.
如果我们做暗昧无义的事,
if we were to do deeds of unrighteousness in darkness,
我们最后得到的就是责备。
In the end, we will be rebuked.
也可能会失去神所赐给我们的福气。
Not only that, in the end, we may also lose the blessing of God.
甚至也会失去了神。
We may even lose God.
可是如果我们行神所喜悦的事,
but if we do what is pleasing to the Lord,
那肯定我们会得到神的祝福和神的同在。
We can be assured of the blessing and presence of God.
那么你要做一个事神的人呢，还是你要做一个悦神的人呢？
So do you want to do one? Do you want to be a person that annoy the Lord or one that please the Lord?
那如果你要做一个悦神的人，那你就应当要查验什么是主所喜悦的事。
So if you want to do what is pleasing to the Lord, you must learn what are the things to be done.
你知道我们的主喜欢我们行什么事吗？
Do you know what are the things the Lord is pleased that we should do?
我们昨天晚上有提出三样主所喜悦的事。
And last night we discussed about three things that the Lord is pleased if we were to do them.
那我们现在讲第四样。
Now we go on to the fourth point.
请看诗篇六十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 69.
诗篇六十九篇。
Psalm chapter 69.
我们读三十到三十三节。
From verse 30 to 33.
诗篇六十九篇。
Psalm 69.
三十到三十三节。
30 to 33. Verse 30. I will praise the name of God with song and shall magnify him with thanksgiving. And it will please the Lord better than an ox or a young bull with horns and hoofs. The humble have seen it and are glad. You who seek God, let your heart revive. For the Lord hears the needy and does not despise his who are prisoners.
诗人在这里说明一件神所喜欢的事。
Here the psalmist explained one thing that is pleasing to the Lord.
就是神喜欢人家用心灵来赞美他，胜过人家献牛羊。
And that is God desires one more to praise him with his heart than to make sacrifices using oxen.
这个观念是很重要的。
This is a very important concept.
因为对那一些有钱的人来说，
For to the rich,
他们能够奉献牛羊。
They are able to make offerings of oxen.
你可以想象，当他们牵着牛羊进来奉献的时候。
And when they were to hold the ox to bring it for sacrifice.
他们是非常的得意的。
They feel that they are very elated.
这些祭司、利未人也很欢迎。
And the priests and the Levites also welcome this sacrifice.
因为奉献牛羊有一部分要烧了献给神，可是大部分是留下来给那些祭司跟利未人享用的。
This is because a portion of the sacrifice will be burned up, but the remaining shall actually be, eaten by the priests and the Levites.
说简单点，就是说今天晚上就有大牛跑好吃了。
To put it more crudely, tonight we shall have a feast of oxen.
那穷人只能够献鸽子或者献斑鸠。
But then the poorer people can offer up turtle doves only.
那么献上去还剩下多少留给祭司跟利未人呢？
And after it has been burned up, there is only a very small portion left behind for the priests and Levites.
所以穷人心里闷闷不乐。
Therefore, the poor will feel very uncomfortable.
虽然同样来教会拜神。
Although they come to the temple to worship God.
可是神为什么不祝福我，好像那个有钱人一样呢？
They may feel that God is not blessing them as God has blessed the rich man.
这样我也可以抬起头来牵着我的大肥牛来奉献呢。
And they ask themselves, what is it that God does not bless me so that I can also bring oxen to sacrifice to them?
我也可以得到那些祭司利未人的欢迎啊，请坐，请坐。
And I shall also receive the welcome of the priests and Levites asking me to sit down.
如果神祝福我有钱，
If God were to bless me with riches,
我一样可以奉献一样的施舍，成为一个人人都欢迎的大善人。
Then I will also be able to offer up and sacrifice and become like a charitable person to everyone.
但是我常常到教会去拜神，可是神还是没有祝福我，我还是一个穷人，只是献上鸽子跟斑鸠，没有人注意跟开心的。
I have been coming to church like the rich, but God did not bless me with riches. I continue to offer up my doves, and this is not very pleasing to people.
你可以想象这一种的崇拜。
So you can imagine this kind of worship.
但是这种的观念是错的。
But this kind of concept is wrong.
所以诗人告诉他。
So here the psalmist tells him,
我要告诉你。
I will tell you,
以诗歌赞美神。
That those who praise God,
以感谢称颂神为大
，and magnify him with thanksgiving，
这就叫神喜悦。
This will please the Lord，
胜过你现有角有蹄的公牛啊。
Better than an ox and a young bull with horns and hoofs。
32节
，verse 32，
他说：“你们这些来拜神的人呐、啊，愿你们的心能够醒悟过来。”
He said, "Those of you who come and seek the Lord, let your heart revive."
神真正要的是什么呢
？What does God really wants of you？
有钱的人不必因为你的奉献很多而得意洋洋。
And the rich should not, because of their abundant offerings, feel very elated.
那穷人也不要因为你献上鸽子跟斑鸠而闷闷不乐。
And neither should the poor, because they only make humble offerings of turtle doves, that they should feel very displeased with themselves.
因为神要的就是你们心灵的赞美和感谢。
Because God truly, what God truly wants from you is your heart of thanksgiving.
这些跟钱财、跟你的环境、跟你的教育程度一点关系都没有的。
And these things that God desire is not concerning your status, your riches, or your educational background.
只要你有一颗单纯的心来敬拜神，来赞美神。
As long as you can praise God and magnify Him with the simplicity of your hearts,
你所献上这一种的感谢赞美，就蒙神的接纳和祝福的。
Then these praises and thanksgiving will be accepted by God, and God will bless you.
这才是神所要的。
And this is what God wants of you.
所以主耶稣很清楚地告诉那些人。
And the Lord Jesus Himself told the people at that time.
现在拜神的人要怎样拜神呢
？That how are they to worship God at this hour?
是不是牵牛羊？
Are they to bring oxen into the temple?
穿华丽的衣服
or to dress up splendidly?
好像给神很大的面子这样
as if they are giving God a very big welcome.
这是错的
but this is wrong.
神所要的
what God desires
就是按照诚实的心灵来敬拜神
is to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
所以我们在教会里面
in the church,
我们唱诗祷告
when we sing hymns and we pray,
我们听到
we listen to the word of God.
这是我们聚会的三个重要的部分
these are the three aspects, important aspects of the service.
那通常我们也认为讲道是最重要
very often we feel that speaking the sermon is the most important.
大概对讲道的人来说讲道是重要的
to the speaker, perhaps the sermon speaking is the most important.
因为大家都花了这么多的时间
Because everyone has spent much of their time
放下很多重要的事情
putting aside very important personal matters
坐在这里来听神的道理
and we are seated quietly here to listen to the word of God
这的确对我们来说是很重要的
this is of course very important to us
我们真的怕浪费你们的时间对不起你们、啊、
and we as speakers are afraid that we may waste your time
所以我们讲道人要好好的准备
therefore there is a need for us to prepare well
可是更重要的是什么呢
but what is more important
神所看为重要的就是你们的赞美和你们的祷告。
What is more important to God is actually your prayer and your thanksgiving.
虽然说这个唱诗的时间跟祷告的时间很短
although the singing of hymns and the prayer are very short in the service,
可是却是你们参与这一份的崇拜啊。
But it is that part of the worship that you participate.
所以当你真正用你的心灵来唱诗的时候
So when you really sing with your heart,
你在祷告的时候真正用你的心灵来祷告
and when you really pray in truth,
这就是神所喜悦的了。
Then these are pleasing to God.
可是我们常常忽略了这两样。
But very often we neglect these two.
因为我们认为这是很平常的。
We thought that these are very routine things.
重要是我们献上什么东西。
What is more important is what we sacrifice.
我们做了什么东西出来
？What have we done for God?
我们有什么成绩交给神
？And what are our achievements for God?
那我们所在乎的也是这一点。
And these are the things that people or members pay attention to.
可是神真的要这一些东西吗
？But does God really desire all these things?
我们请看诗篇五十篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 50,
第七节
verse 7,
跟第八节
8,
诗篇五十篇
Psalms 50,
第七跟第八节
verse 7 and 8, verse 7, Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, I will testify against you. I am God, your God. I do not reprove you for your sacrifices, and your burnt offerings are continually before me.
十三节跟十四节
verse 13 and 14. Shall I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of male goats? Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High.
我们再看二十三节。
And verse 23, he who offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me, and to him who orders his way aright, I shall show the salvation of God.
这不是很清楚告诉我们吗？
These verses clearly explain to us.
神责备他们不是因为他们奉献的太少，或者奉献的不够好。
God did not rebuke them because their sacrifices were inadequate or not good enough.
我不需要这一些燔祭，这些杀牛羊的。
God says that I do not need all these sacrifices of bulls.
我所要的是你们诚心诚意的敬拜和感谢。
What I really want of you is that you can worship me in spirit and in truth.
他说
，He said,
凡以感谢献上为祭的，便是荣耀我了。
He who offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me.
新约的教训也是这样。
And this is also true in the New Testament.
请看希伯来书的十三章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 13,
十五节。
Verse 15.
希伯来书十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13,
十五节。
Verse 15. Verse 15. Through him then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruits of lips that give thanks to his name.
我们应当结出果子来。
We are to bear fruits.
当然果子有很多方面呢。
And there are many aspects of fruits.
可是其中一样就是我们嘴唇的果子。
One aspect is the fruits of our lips.
就是常常以颂赞为祭献给神。
And that is to continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God.
这是神所喜欢的。
And this is pleasing to God.
因此我们要看重聚会。
And we must esteem coming for services.
在聚会的时候看重我们的唱诗，看重我们的祷告。
And during the services, we must also pay attention to our singing of hymns and our prayers.
这是我们的神所喜欢的。
Because these are pleasing to God.
这是没有其他的东西可以代替的。
And these are things that cannot be replaced by any other thing we do.
可是有多少人真正看重这一件事情呢？
But how many of us really pay attention and esteem these things?
所以我们应该改变我们的观念。
We must change our conscience.
在每一次的唱诗。
That in each hymn singing,
在每一次的祷告
in each prayer,
都认真的来赞美，认真的来向神谈话。
We are very serious and sincere to praise God and to talk to Him.
也许你说，我心灵有太多的痛苦。
You may say that I'm filled with sorrows.
我生活有很多的烦恼。
I have many things that trouble me in my life.
我怎么能够开口赞美，怎么样来感谢呢？
Then how can I open up my mouth to thank God for the things?
这的确会影响我们的情绪。
And these things will affect our sentiments.
但是我们应该明白。
But we must understand.
圣经说，我们要晓得，万事都互相效力的。
God in the Bible says that all things work together for good.
凡事都有神的美意。
Because in everything God has His beautiful will.
也许你遭遇到一件很痛苦的事情。
You may meet with something very adverse.
你不明白，我也不明白。
You do not understand, neither do I.
但是我们相信。
But we believe.
万事互相效力。
That all things work together for good.
只要我们坚持我们的信心和爱神的心。
As long as we hold on to our faith and love.
最后这个灾难会变成祝福的。
In the end, this crisis shall become a blessing to us.
也许让我们肉体痛苦，但是却对我们的灵性有造就的。
We may suffer physically, but spiritually we can be edified.
就好像这个约瑟一样。
Just as Joseph.
你看他所遭遇的事情。
You look at the things that he met.
是不是很痛苦呢？
Other than these things bring...These things brought much sorrows to him.
所以在这种恶劣的环境之下
And under those very adverse circumstances,
是什么让他仍然有信心走上这一条道路？
What continued to sustain him in his faith to continue in the journey?
是什么让他能够忍耐这一些苦难和打击呢？
And what makes him endure on despite all the sufferings?
就是他相信万事互相效力。
This is he believes that all things work together for
good. 所以他对他的兄弟们说
He said to his brothers,
你们以前的意思是要害我的。
In the past, you intend to do me harm.
可是神的意思是好的。
But then the will of God is good for me.
为了要成就今天这个光景。
In order that he can accomplish this important thing now.
如果约瑟当初没有这样的信心
If at that time Joseph did not have this faith,
会有这样美好的结局吗？
Then there will not be such a beautiful end.
他相信神的美意。
He believed in God's beautiful will.
他交托给神
He entrusted in to God
因此他仍然能够赞美
And that is why he is able to continue to praise God
这是我们要学习的
This is the lesson we have to learn
那也许你说我也没有苦难也没有特别的打击
On the other hand you may say that I have no setbacks I have no sorrows to worry me
不过我就是很烦很不快乐
But I just feel very unsettled and very unhappy
那是为了什么原因呢
Then what caused us to be very unsettled
根据保罗 牧养教会的经验。
According to the experience of Paul who pastored the churches,
他这样说。
He said this.
请看提摩太前书第六章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章。
1 Timothy chapter 6.
第六节。
Verse 6. 1 Timothy 6 verse 6. But godliness actually is a means of great gain when accompanied by contentment.
第九节。
Verse 9. But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare, and many foolish and harmful desires which plunge men into ruin and destruction.
信徒当中有一些并没有遭受到苦难。
There are believers who do not meet with problems in their life.
他们也爱神。
And they also love God.
他们也去聚会。
And they also attend services.
不过他们就是不开心。
But they are just not happy.
因此不能够献上感谢赞美的祭。
And that is why they cannot offer up the sacrifice of thanksgiving.
为什么呢？
Why?
保罗说。
Paul said.
那就是因为他们心里太贪了。
This is because there is greed in their hearts.
也许我们不喜欢听贪心这两个字。
We may not like to hear this word greedy.
或者说他心里不知足了。
Or we can say that he is not contented.
他总觉得他所要的东西得不到。
He always feels that there are things in his life that he have not obtained.
衣服永远是少一件美丽的。
And you look at clothing, there is always something that is a shortfall.
房子也永远总是感觉到太窄的。
And he look at his house and he feel that his house is always too small.
车子也永远感觉到是不够豪华的。
And he will always feel that his car is not luxurious enough.
所以他不快乐。
So he is not happy.
但是所收入有限呢。
But then our income is limited.
那要怎么办呢？
And how are we to satisfy this?
那就要想办法。
So he will thought of means and ways.
有时候真的不择手段。
And sometimes we can become unscrupulous.
有时候真的太过大意啊。
Or we may become very careless and we take unnecessary risks.
所以很容易落入网罗。
And so we may fall into a snare.
用很多的愁苦把自己吃透了。
And that we bring about many sorrows for ourselves.
所以保罗针对这个问题这样说。
And Paul, with regards to this problem, said this.
所以如果我们懂得拜神来聚会是好的。
It is good that we know how to worship God and come for services.
可是还要加上一个知足的心。
But it must be accompanied by contentment.
这才是真正的大力。
And this is the great gain to us.
你就能够从心里面发出赞美和感谢。
Then from your heart, you will be able to give praises and thanksgiving to God.
如果你没有这种知足的心。
But if you are not contented,
你永远觉得是不够的。
You always feel that there is something lacking.
你怎么会快乐？你怎么会感谢呢？
Then how can you be happy and how can you thank God?
所以我们听人家说知足常乐。
And we hear people saying that contentment bring about continual happiness.
但是为什么我们不快乐呢？
But why are we not happy?
你怎么不想一想是不是我太不知足了？
Have you not wondered the reason could be that you are not contented?
我们应该停止我们的欲望了。
We must stop having desires.
你不能够什么东西都要的。
You cannot have everything in your life.
你不是这样教导你的孩子的吗？
Isn't this the way that you will teach your children?
你带他到玩具店哦，他这个又拿那个又拿，夹了一个夹了一个，他还要用脚去夹的。
And you bring your child to a toy shop, and he take one toy and after another and grab it under his arms, and he wants everything.
他真的想把整个店搬回家里去最好的。
You want to move the entire toy shop into his home.
你不是告诉他吗？
But would you not tell him at that time?
你不能够每一样东西都要的。
Oh, you cannot have everything in your life.
你最多只能够一次要一样。
Perhaps you should have only one toy at one time.
这是正确的。
This is correct.
人不能够什么东西都要的。
Man cannot have everything in his life.
你看现在哪一样对你最重要、最需要？
If you ask yourself what is most important and needful to you today,
不要通通都要啊。
But do not, you do not need to have everything.
急着发财、急着什么都要的人，到最后是用许多愁苦把自己吃透的。
People who are anxious to get rich quickly.In the end, will pierce themselves with many a pang.
甚至连自己本来拥有的快乐也会失去掉。
And you may even lose the happiness that you had originally.
有一个靠做卖柴为生的老人家。
卖柴。
啊，以前的人啊，对，木材。
There is this man who depended upon selling firewood.
每天清早啊，他要过桥到对面山去砍柴啊。
And every day early in the morning, he has to cross the bridge to the woods to cut them.
然后拿到市场去卖。
And then he will bring these woods to the market to
sell. 能够得到多少钱呢？
How much can he earn?
我们说为了三餐啊，他只能够为了两餐啊。
He can only earn enough for two meals and not even three meals a day.
可是他生活得很快乐。
But he is very happy with his life.
虽然是贫穷。
Though he is quite poor.
虽然是劳苦。
Although he is very laborious.
可是他很知足。
But he is very contented.
能够这样就很好了。
And he feels that this is good enough.
可是有一天他过桥的时候，他的斧头啊掉在河里了。
One day when he was crossing the bridge, his axe fell into the river.
这个斧头就是等于他找吃的工具，是他的第二个生命啊。
And the axe is his tool where he survived. And
那要怎么办呢？
And how? What can he do?
那生活就成问题了。
And his livelihood will be at stake if he cannot find the axe.
他伤心到哭起来了。
And he was so sorrowful that he cried.
他说：“老天爷啊。”
He said, "Oh, heavens."
我没有埋怨我的环境。
I have never murmured against my circumstances.
只要我能够去做工，只要你找到两餐吃，我已经很满足了。
I'm so contented that as long as I can find two meals for myself.
但是现在斧头掉了，我怎么办呢？
But now I have dropped my axe. What else can I do?
求老天爷帮助啊！
Oh heavens, please help me.
真的，老天爷同情他。
And heavens has pity on him.
就有一个仙人出现了。
有一个
仙人哈。
仙人。A fairy appeared to him.
那么就跳在水里面。
And the fairy jumped into the water.
就拿出一把斧头给他。
And took out the axe and gave to him.
老公公一看。
And this old man looked at the axe.
是一把金斧头啊。
It is a golden axe.
那个时候内心很挣扎。
And at that time there was a struggle within him.
如果这个是我的。
If this is mine.
我从此发达了。
I will be rich forever.
我还要去砍柴吗？
I need not cut wood anymore.
但是他很诚实地对这个仙人说。
But he was very truthful and he told this fairy.
好，这个不是我的。
He said, this does not belong to me.
啊，仙人就跳在水里拿出另外一把斧头。
Then the fairy jumped into the river and took out another axe.
那是个银斧头啊。
And that axe is made of银silver.
他说这也是不是我的。
Then he said that, oh, this is also not my axe.
最后拿出一把斧头。
And in the end, he took out a wooden axe.
那是铁斧头。
Sorry, he took out an axe and it's made of iron.
他说啊，对对了，这个就是我的了。
Oh, he said, yeah, this is my axe.
他很高兴啊。
And he was very happy.
他说谢谢你的帮助。
Oh, thank you for your help.
我可以继续去砍柴，继续可以找到两餐吃了。
I can continue to cut my woods and then earn a living for two meals.
仙人说。
Then the fairy said,
你是一个很知足也是很诚实的人。
You are a very sincere and contented person.
这个金斧头跟银斧头就送给你吧。
I will give you as a gift this golden and silver axes.
当然他很高兴就回家了。
Of course, he was so happy and he returned home.
那么隔壁的看到了。
But the neighbor saw this.
怎么拿着金斧头银斧头回来呢？
How come this old man has brought with him a golden and a silver axe?
他就把故事告诉他了。
And the old man told him the story.
哇，隔壁啊，赶快回家拿斧头去过桥了。
And this neighbor quickly took an axe and went to cross the bridge.
他怕新人走得太远了。
He was afraid that the fairy would have gone away.
他又假装把斧头掉在那个河里了。
And he pretends to drop the axe into the river.
他又假装在那边大哭，在那边喊老天爷了。
And he pretends to cry very loudly and cry out to heavens.
我看不必再重复他所讲的话吧。
And I find that there is no need to repeat the story now.
啊，最后新人出现，就拿一把斧头给他。
In the end, the fairy actually appeared and took an axe for him.
他一看到这个金斧头啊。
And he saw that this is a golden axe.
对了对了，这个就是我的斧头啊。
Immediately he replied, oh yes, this is my axe.
谢谢你谢谢你。
Thank you so much.
但是仙人骂他。
But the fairy scolded him.
这真的是你的斧头吗？
Is this really your axe?
你这个贪心不知足的人。
You are greedy and you are not contented.
斧头不见了。
You have lost your axe.
仙人也不见了。
And the fairy disappeared.
这个时候。
At this moment.
这个人真的哭了。
This man really cried.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他本来用来找生活那个铁斧头啊，真的掉在河里面拿不回来了。
Because he'sIs iron axe that he had originally to cut woods to earn a living is now lost in the river.
本来他可以一样平安生活的。
Actually, he was able to live his life peacefully before this.
穷一点，但是也是一样开心啊。
He may be a bit poor, but then he is still happy.
一样可以找得到两餐的，没有人家那么多餐嘛。
And he will be able to find two meals, perhaps not as many as others.
一样可以快乐的。
And he can still be happy.
可是现在
，But now,
因为不知足。
Because he is not contented,
连他所有的快乐都失去了。
He has lost the happiness that he had originally.
这个故事不是一直发生在我们的身边吗？
And do you not find the teachings of this story always happening to us?
我们常常为那些失去的来不开心。
We are always unhappy about what we have lost.
我们也常常为那些还没有得到的东西而闷闷不乐。
And we are also unhappy about the things that we cannot receive.
但事实上，我们已经拥有很多让我们很开心、很快乐的东西啊。
But actually, we have many things that can bring about happiness in our life. life.
可是你不会为你现在所拥有的来感谢的。
But you do not know how to thank God for what you possess and what you have today.
你总是觉得不够。
You often feel that you have not enough.
当你拥有的时候，你很快乐。
When you have them, you are so happy.
可是过了不久，你又不快乐了。
But after a period of time, you become unhappy again.
你已经不满足你现在所拥有的了。
And you are no longer contented with what you have.
等到有一天。
Until one day,
真的连你自己所拥有的都失去的时候
，What you had originally, you lose them.
你才来后悔
，Then you regret.
早知当初，我应该知足了。
Then you say that if this were to happen to me, I know about it.
我应该停止我的欲望了。
I should have been contented and curbed my desires.
我不能够什么都要的。
I cannot have everything in my life.
可是已经太迟了。
But it will be too late by then.
所以你明白保罗所说的话吗
？So do we understand what Paul is trying to say here?
然而。敬虔加上知足的心便是大力的
But godliness actually is a means of great gain when accompanied by contentment
一个敬虔又知足的人才是真正快乐的人
A person who is godly and at the same time contented he is truly one that will benefit himself
所以他来聚会敬拜祷告神
So when he comes to church to worship God and to pray to him
他真的能够用他的心灵来投入在敬拜里面来赞美神
He is able to use his heart to be totally involved in the prayer and the singing of hymns.
要不然
Otherwise,
你坐在这里
you may be seated here
可是你心里想了很多东西
But there are many things in your heart.
股票到底起还是下呢
You may be asking yourself, are the prices of the shares going up or down?
我卖还是不卖呢
To sell or not to sell?
你会很烦的
You will be very troubled.
你坐在这里
You are seated here.
可是你的心还是烦世界上的东西。
But then your heart is still troubled by the things of the world.
你又看这个又看那个。
You are looking at this and that.
哇，那老陈又换了新车啊。
Oh, Mr. Tan, has changed his car.
哇，老张又买新屋子啊。
And Mr. Chang has a new house.
怎么我还是这个老样子呢
？But I'm still in the same state.
哎，难道你会开心
？You will not be happy.
你甚至会埋怨神啊。
You may even murmur against God.
这样的祭怎么会是神所喜欢的呢
？And if you make sacrifices in this way, will it be acceptable to God?
让我们重新整理一下我们的思想。
We must now try to reorientate our thinkings within our heart.
神所要的是什么呢
？What is God pleased with?
做什么神最开心
？What are the things that we should do to please God?
诗人已经很清楚告诉我们了。
The psalmist here told us, tell us very clearly.
好，我们讲另外一件。
We talk about the next point.
箴言十二章。
Proverbs chapter 12.
二十二节
，verse 22。
箴言十二章二十二节
，Proverbs chapter 12 verse 22。Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal faithfully are His delight.
这里告诉我们，行事诚实的为他所喜悦。
And here say that God is pleased with those who deal faithfully.
我们都喜欢我们的孩子是一个诚实的人。
And we all hope that our children will be faithful people.
如果有一天你发觉到你的孩子欺骗了你
，If one day you should discover that your child will deceive you，
你真的是会很伤心的。
You will be very sad.
可是你从来不会真正考虑这个问题。
But you have not really considered this question carefully.
当你的孩子骗别人的时候
，When your child deceive others。
你会说别人这么笨，连小孩子的谎话你都相信。
You may say that, oh, the others are so stupid to be cheated even by a child's lies.
你甚至很开心哦，这个小孩子大了不得了啊，这么小就会说谎话，这么厉害的谎话。
And you may be quite happy with your child's performance of telling lies.
虽然不太好啦，但这不表示他很聪明吗？
But although he is not morally right, but he also shows that he is very intelligent.
那我们总是喜欢这个聪明的孩子的。
So of course we want children to be intelligent.
自己赚不到钱，读不到书，总希望孩子赚到钱，读到书嘛。
Though we do not have much education or much money, but we hope that our children can be educated and rich.
那好像读书赚钱是需要有一个聪明的头脑才行哦。
It appears that getting rich, the only way is that we must be intelligent.
所以我们不会很认真处理这个事情的。
So we are not very careful to deal with this problem.
我们也认为这是很平常的。
We thought that these are very normal things in life.
一直等到有一天
，until one day，
他真的对不起你
，that he becomes unfaithful to you.
他真的是欺骗你
，and he has deceived you.
在这个时候，你真的就很难过了。
Then at this time you'll be very sad.
我的儿子怎么会欺骗我呢
？How can my children deceive me？
我为他付出这么多，这么的真。
I have paid so much for them.
可是他竟然欺骗我。
Yet he has deceived me.
这个时候，他虽然带给你很多肉体上的享乐，可是你心里会快乐吗
？Although at this time he may provide much things for you physically, but in your heart, will you be very happy?
那我们的神也是一样的。
And this is also true about our God.
我们都是神的儿女。
We are God's children.
神喜欢我们做一个行事诚实的人。
And God is pleased when we deal faithfully.
也许你说这个世界上啊，诚实值不了多少钱的。
You may say that people in this world or honesty is not treasured in the world.
真的是不值钱的。
Indeed, it is not treasured by the people of the world.
你老实，人家还要笑你呢。
If you are honest, people may laugh at you.
当人家说他是一个老实人来的啦。
People may make a joke and say, oh, he's just an honest man.
以前这是一个很高尚的赞美啊。
In the past, honesty is a praised virtue.
可是现在的意思是说这个人是很土的。
But today, when people say that you're honest, what they mean is that you're very foolish.
是有一点笨。
You to the point of being stupid.
哎，所以诚实值得了多少钱？
So how much is honesty worth today?
但是在神的眼中看起来，
But in the eyes of God,
这就是真的是值钱的呢。
This is really worthy.
所以你看主耶稣看到拿但业的时候，
So when Jesus looked at Nathanael,
他就称赞了。
Immediately he praised him.
这是一个真以色列人。
He is a true Israelite.
为什么他是真呢？
Why is he true?
因为他心里没有诡诈。
Because in him there is no guile.
他是个诚诚实实的人。
He is an honest and sincere person.
诚实的人当然也会做错啦。
Of course, honest people do make mistakes.
可是问题就是在这里。
But the problem lies here.
他做错了，他会认错。
When he make mistake, he will admit his mistake.
不诚实的人呢？
But those who are dishonest,
他知道他错。
To exculpate himself.
所以十七节这样说。
So verse 17 says this.
请看十七节。
Let's turn to verse 17. Proverbs 12 verse 17. He who speaks truth tells what is right, but a false witness deceits.
再读十九节。
Verse 19. Truthful lips will be established forever, but a lying tongue is only for a moment.
做假见证的只是显出他的诡诈。
That those who are false witness are just being deceitful.
说出真话的呢，显明他是公义的。
But those who speak truth, it shows that he is righteous.
所以我们要说真话，还是要说假话呢？
So are we to speak the truth or lies?
说假话需要勇气的。
It actually takes courage to speak lies.
因为你要欺骗自己的良心。
Because you have to deceive your own, conscience.
你还要面对第十条诫命，不可以做假见证，不可以说谎这个命令。
You also have to face the commandment that thou shalt not bear false witness.
所以你的确需要勇气来说谎话的。
So you need courage in order to speak deceitful things.
可是你要说真话。
But if you want to speak the truth,
你需要更大的勇气啊。
You actually take greater courage.
哎，所以很多人就没有更大的勇气了，所以他只好讲假话了。
People find that they lack this greater courage, therefore they resort to lies.
但是说假话不用付出代价吗？
But is it true that when you speak a lie, there is no consequence?
你真的能够过关吗？
Can you really pass the test?
也许暂时过得了这一关呢。
Maybe for the moment you can.
可是你还要面对更多的关，更难过的关呢。
But then there will be greater and more difficult tests awaiting you.
最后神那一关你绝对过不了的。
And in the end, you have to pass the test of God, and you definitely will not succeed.
而那一关你一定要过的。
But that is the test that we have to overcome.
那时候你怎么办呢？
At that time, what can you do?
所以你要相信。
So we must believe.
真话假不了。
That truth cannot become lies.
假话真不了的。
And lies can never become the truth.
所以你不用伤心。
So let us not be sad.
如果人家不相信你的真话，
If people do not believe your truthful words,
总有一天会水落石出的。
But one day the truth will be revealed.
我们说真相大白啊。
真相大白。
真相大白就是证明你是真的。
And in the end, it will be proven that you are a truthful person.
可是假话永远真不了的，不管你怎样去掩饰，你怎么样去解释。
Lies can never be the truth, no matter how you try to make it up or cover for it.
所以林肯这样说。
And Lincoln said this.
你可以一时愚瞒一些人。
You can, for the moment, deceive some.
甚至如果你聪明的话，你可以一时愚瞒所有的人。
And even if you are more intelligent, for a moment, you can deceive everyone.
可是你绝对不能够永远愚瞒所有的人。
But definitely, you cannot deceive everyone forever.
所以这里说，口吐真言，永远坚立；舌说谎话，只存片时啊。第十九节。
And verse 19, truthful lips will be established forever, but a lying tongue is only for a moment.
而当你的谎言被揭穿的时候
，And when your lies are exposed.
那个时候你有是不是更大的羞耻呢
？And at that time, will you even face greater shame?
有一个五岁的小女孩
，There is this 5-year-old girl，
牵着一个五十岁的瞎子
，And she was holding on to a 5-year-old blind person， 50-year-old blind person，
哎，到处去向人家求去
，And they went around asking for alms。
可怜我们，给我们一点钱吧。
Please pity us, give us some money.
我的爸爸是眼睛瞎的。
My father is a blind man.
他不能够工作。
He cannot work.
我们家里没有得吃。
And we do not have enough food.
这么天真可爱的小女孩。
So such a sweet and lovable kid.
却这样不幸的一个中年呢？哈，五十岁的人就眼睛瞎了。
And with another very unfortunate middle-aged man.
所以真的得到不少人的同情心帮助他们呢、啊。
And many people were actually very compassionate towards them and helped them.
有一个老太太大发慈悲啊。
And there was this old lady who is very charitable.
拿出她的钱包。
And she took out her wallet, her bag.
每都给一张红的。
And gave her a red note.
又再给一张。
And another one.
又再给一张。
Another one.
这个小女孩越拿越高兴啊。
So this young girl, the more she took, the happier she became.
她从来没有一下子拿到百多块钱的。
Because she has never in the past taken more than $100.
所以她真的是脸都开了。
And so you find she was beaming with a smile.
这个老太太很伤心啊。
But then the old lady was very sad.
可怜的孩子。
She said, "Oh, pitiful child."
你可以告诉我吗
？Can you tell me?
什么时候你的爸爸开眼睛瞎的呢
？When did your father become blind?
也许太开心了。
But she was so happy at that time.
她就告诉这个老太太。
Then she told the old lady.
哦，我的爸爸每天早上十点钟，他的眼睛就瞎了。
She said, "Oh, my father will become blind at 10 o'clock in the morning every day."
他忘记了，因为太开心了。
She was so overjoyed that she forgotten.
真的是童言无忌啊！
童言无忌。
小孩子讲话哈、哦，没有考虑到这么多，没有顾忌这么多啦。
So we always say that. Children will say the truth.
可是这个老爸真的就恼羞成怒了。
At that time, this man was so embarrassed and he was so angry.
那些同情他的人就变成一种的愤怒啊。
And those who had compassion on them became angry also.
哎，所以保罗这样勉励我们。
And Paul has this encouragement for us.
请看腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
十五节。
Verse 15, that you may prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent children of God, above reproach in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world.
真的，这个世界是一个弯曲背谬的世代。
True enough, this is a crooked and perverse generation.
诚实正直值多少钱？
How much is honesty and righteousness worth in the world today?
但是保罗却告诉我们
Yet Paul tells us this.
就因为这个世界是这样弯弯曲曲的
It's because this world is crooked and perverse.
所以我们做神儿女的
Therefore we as children of God.
我们就要忠忠实实
We must be faithful and honest.
做一个诚实没有虚伪的人
To become a person without deceit.
这样在这个世代当中我们就好像明光照耀一样
So that in this generation we can appear as lights in the world.
就是因为太多是假的，所以你才知道真的是那么样的宝贵啊。
There is so much falsehood in the world. If we display truthfulness, then this is most precious.
如果你跟着去假，那值得了多少钱呢
？And but you were to follow others to become false, how much is that worth?
我们的人格不是那么便宜的，你知道吗
？Do you not know that our character is not so cheap?
我们的人格是很高贵的。
Actually, our character is honorable.
我们是按照神的形象造的。
For we are created in the image of God.
神的形象是荣耀的。
And the image of God is glorifying.
是有荣，是有真理，有 仁义的。
There is truth and there is righteousness.
是圣洁的。
And he is holy.
我们也本来是这样的。
Originally we are such.
也许我们曾经软弱。
We may have been weak in the past.
但是我们应该要回头。
But we must turn back.
重新做一个诚实正直的人。
To become an honest and righteous person today.
这是神所喜悦的。
This is pleasing to God.
所以在我们信仰生活里面。
In our life of faith.
做一个诚实正直的人。
To be one that is upright and honest.
这就是神所喜欢的咯。
These are pleasing to God.
好，我们请看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3.
三章二十节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 20. Verse 20. Children, be obedient to your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing to the Lord.
这是主所喜悦的。
And this is pleasing to the Lord.
这是什么呢？
What is that?
你们做儿女的。
That as children,
凡事要听从父母。
We are to be obedient to our parents in all things.
孝敬父母。
To be filial to our parents.
尊重我们的父母。
And to honor them.
这是神所喜悦的。
These are pleasing to God.
也许这个道理对今天来说
such teachings when it's applied today.
对许多做儿女的人来说不太喜欢听。
As children, we may not like to hear such teachings.
那你是说我不孝顺我的父母吗？
But do you mean that I have not been filial to my parents?
你了解我的父母吗？
Do you really understand my parents?
你不知道他们怎样怎样怎样。
You do not really know how my parents behave.
那你怎么可以怪我这样这样呢？
Then how can you blame me for this and that?
所以我们总有许多的理由啊。
So we do have many reasons.
的确，我也可以了解。
I can understand.
我也有父母啊。
Because I have parents.
而我的父母也不一定完全对的。
And my parents are not always right.
而有一些东西也让我很生气、很失望的。
And there are things that disappoint me and make me angry.
要讲是讲起一大堆的。
And if we are to relate them, I can name them one by one.
我看你们的家也是一样吧。
I believe this is also true of your family.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
不管怎样。
No matter what,
既然我们是做人家儿女的，
since we are the children of our parents,
那我们就凡事听从父母。
We are to be obedient to them in all things,
因为这是主所喜悦的。
For this is well pleasing to the Lord.
父母当然有他不对的时候。
Parents may be wrong at times.
可是并不是每一次他都不对的。
But they are not wrong in everything.
他也有他对的。
There are times that they are right.
你可以举出很多东西他不爱你。
You can say that there are times, or you can list out the things that they do not love you.
我也同意。
I may agree.
可是你总不能够抹杀。
But then, you should not therefore make a sweeping statement.
他也是因为爱你而生下你的。
Because he loves you, and that is why he gives birth to you.
也许你不同意。
You may not agree to this.
但是你总要接受。
But you must accept.
如果他真的不爱你
，If he did not love you，
他生下你可以丢在垃圾桶的。
After giving birth to you， they can throw you aside。
你不看今天很多报纸打开来，不是很多的婴孩被丢掉吗
？And today， if you read the newspapers， there are babies that are abandoned。
你到孤儿院去看
，If you look at the orphanages，
有许多的孤儿是等待人家认领的。
There are orphans are waiting for their parents。
他们没有爸爸妈妈吗
？They do not have， do they not have fathers and mothers？
可是他的爸爸妈妈都不爱他。
But their fathers and mothers do not love them。
你看到许多家庭破裂吗？
Do you not see the breakups of many families?
不只是穷人家。
Not only in poor families.
有钱的人家更多。
Even in rich families, there are many.
他们有父母，他们有钱财。
They have parents and they are rich.
可是他们没有那一种的亲情跟温暖啊。
But they do not have that love and warmth.
他们的家庭是破裂的，是复杂的。
Family is broken up and has become very complicated.
但是我们的爸爸妈妈是相爱的。
But our parents love one another.
我们的家庭虽然穷，但是却是温暖的。
Though we are poor, but there is warmth in the family.
虽然有很多的不开心的事。
Although there are many things that we are not happy,
但想起来还是有很多很开心的事情的。
But if we consider carefully, there are many things that we can be happy about.
所以我们听那首《世上只有妈妈好》这一首歌。
And if we hear this song, that's in the world only my mother is good.
他说有妈的孩子不知道的。有妈的孩子。那孩子有爸爸妈妈哈，他们不知道爸爸妈妈的爱的。
That those who have fathers and mothers do not realize their love.
如果他知道
，If they know，
他在梦里也会笑。
And in their dreams they will smile.
你同意吗
？Do you agree？
亲情好像什么东西呢
？What is the love between or what is the love in a family compared to？
亲情好像空气。
Love in the family can be compared to the air.
我们在理论上啊。 知识上哈，我们都知道空气是很重要的。
Theoretically, we know that air is very important to us.
跟我们的生命有直接关系的。
Because it has direct relationship with our lives.
没有空气，我们就死亡。
Without air, we will die immediately.
它是很重要的。
It's important.
可是它却是那么轻薄，好像一点分量都没有的。
It's so light, air is so light as if it has no weight.
我们觉得这是很自然的嘛。
Because we feel that it's so natural.
你会为了啊，感谢主，我今天有空气可以呼吸。
Do you actually wake up and thank God that today I can breathe in air?
感谢主，我今天可以拼命的呼吸，不用钱的。
And today I can take a very deep breath of air because it's free of charge.
你会为了这个空气来珍惜、来感谢吗
？Do you actually cherish and thank the air that is given to you?
不会的
，You do not.
想都不去想，如果没有人家提起的话。
If no one remind you, probably you will not consider these things.
可是你说它不重要吗
？But do you say that air is not important?
你知道它很重要的。
You realize that it's important.
尤其如果你真的呼吸困难的时候。
Especially when you have difficulties in breathing,
或者已经不能够呼吸了
or you cannot breathe anymore.
你那个时候才知道能够呼吸啊，多么的快乐，多么的开心啊。
Then you realize that breathing can be such a happy and joyous thing.
亲情就是好像空气一样。
And the love in the family is such.
我们知道亲情是重要的。
We know that the family's love is important.
我今天享受一切。
Today I can enjoy all things.
可是如果不是父母养我养大，我会有今天这一切吗
？But if my parents have not brought me up, I cannot have these things today.
所以你知道这个亲情是重要的。
So you realize that this love is important.
可是在你的心目当中
，But then in your heart,
你却觉得这是很自然的。
You feel that this is natural.
哎，所以你不会去珍惜。
So you will not cherish this love.
就好像空气一样
，just like air.
很轻薄，没有分量。甚至你不感觉到它的存在。
It's so light, it has no weight, and you do not feel its existence.
一直等到有一天
，until one day，
没有空气了
，when there is no air，
你自己呼吸困难的
，and you have difficulties breathing，
你的儿子气你气得不得了了
，and that your children get angry with you，
你的儿子不尊重你，你的儿子不孝顺你
，and your children do not honor you and they become disobedient。
这个时候你才后悔
，and this time you regret。
我也是这样对我的父母啊
，that I have likewise treated my parents。
为什么我要这样呢
？Why do I behave in that manner？
这个时候是不是太迟了呢
？And at this moment, isn't it too late？
我们常常是这样的。
And this is how we often end up with。
总要等到不能够呼吸，或者等到空气失去的时候，你才知道空气原来这么重要。
We often wait until there is no air with around us, or we cannot breathe anymore. Then we realize the preciousness of air.
不过你可以看得到的。
But you can see。
你可以看到很多的孤儿院。
You can see a lot of orphanages。
你可以看到很多亲戚朋友当中一些家。
You can see many of your friends and relatives who have broken homes.
所以现在你自己的家庭
Now, with regards to your own family,
你应该真的好好的珍惜啊。
You must really cherish.
幸福绝对不是必然，也不是命定的。
That happiness is not something very natural or something that is fated.
需要大家努力来去建设跟拥有的。
Everyone must be diligent to establish happiness.
不管做父母的或者是做儿女的
，Whether we are parents or we are children，
我们都要听主的话。
We must listen to the word of God。
做父母的要爱我们的儿女
，Parents must love their children。
应该把一些时间给我们的儿女
，And to give our time for our children。
如果你说
，If you say you，
我给他最好的
，I give him the best，
从头到脚底都是名牌的
，From his head to his feet， I give him the most branded things。
我不爱他吗
？Do I not show my love in this way？In the same way,
有一天
one day,
他会对你说
she will say to you,
你没有得穿吗
Do you not have
你没有得吃吗
Do you not have
你没有钱用吗
Do you not have money to spend?
那你还要什么东西
Then what do you want?
你以前给我也是这样啊
In the past, you also give me the same things.
钱是需要了
We need money.
尤其我们年轻的时候
，especially when we are younger，
真的是很重要。
Money is important，
因为年轻的时候我们的欲望很多。
Because when we are young, we have many desires。
每一样都要钱的嘛。
And everything needs money。
不过老了的时候
，but when we are older，
哎，欲望就减少了。
Our desires grow less。
你很多想吃的，你也不敢吃。
And there are many things that you like to eat, but you cannot。
因为你知道你自己的身体
，because you know the own state of health，
所以在这个时候钱就不是那么真的重要了。
So at this moment, money is not that important。
可是这个时候你就觉得很孤单
，and at this time you feel lonely。
你需要人家的关心
，you want people to show concern。
你需要人家的陪伴
，you want people to keep you company。
更需要的是人对你基本上的尊重
，and you want people to give you the basic respect。
而这个钱买不到的
，and these things cannot be purchased with money。
所以我们不要只是说给他钱就好。
So let us not think that giving money to our children is enough.
你还要给他爱。
You must give him love.
你要给他亲情。
You must give him your closeness.
你要教导他。
You have to teach them.
以后你会得回这一切的。
Because in the future you shall also receive this thing in return.
那我们做儿女的也是一样。
And this applies to children.
我们要听主的话。
We must heed the words of God.
凡事听从父母。
Let be obedient to our parents in all things.
为什么主耶稣不说要养你的父母呢？
Why didn't the Bible say that we are to take care of our parents?
因为养比较容易啊。
Because it's actually easy to take care of our parents.
只要有钱就可以养了。
As long as you have money, you will be able to take care of them.
也不需要很多钱的了。
And you do not need a lot of money.
老人家吃得了多少呢？
Because how much can old people eat?
但是他需要的是你的尊重。
But what he needs is your honor.
听他们的话。
To be obedient to
them. 虽然我很不开心。
Though I may not be happy,
虽然我也不太同意，
and I may not agree,
但是我尽量迁就他，
but I try my best to please him,
让他过一个快乐的晚年，
so that he can pass the golden age happily.
因为他的日子不是很多，
because his days are numbered.
以前他迁就我们，
in the past they may have tried to please us,
为了把我们养大，
in order to bring us up,
为了给我们受更好的教育，
to give us better education.
他也真的是牺牲掉他们的青春跟他们的快乐的，
and they have actually sacrificed much of their youthful days and their happiness.
那么他们现在年老了，
but now they are older.
有时候我们也应该牺牲一下我们自己，
it's a time for us to sacrifice ourselves.
如果正常的比例来说，我们还有很多时间很多机会，
and under normal comparison we can say that we still have much more time and opportunities compared with them.
可是年老的父母还有多少时间跟多少的机会呢？
And how much time and opportunities do our older parents have?
我们当然希望他长命百寿了。
We hope that they can live a very long life.
但事实就是事实了。
But facts are facts.
他总要很快离开我们的。
They will have to leave us very quickly.
如果我们从前不能够为他们做的什么东西，
In the past, we may not have done many things for them.
那现在我们可以的。
But now we can.
最低限度给他一些关心，给他一些尊重，给他过一个快乐的晚年。
At the least, we can give him some concern and some happiness so that their last days will be happy.
这是神所喜欢的。
This is pleasing to God.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们的神就是这样的一位神呢。
Because this is how God would have behaved.
你看他在世上的时候，
You look at God when he was on earth.
他怎样孝顺他的父母呢？
How he was filial to his parents.
在十二岁的时候，
When he was 12 years old.
他在圣殿里面，
He was in the temple.
他没有跟父母回家。
He did not follow his parents home.
父母有点生气了。
The parents were a little bit angry.
怎么回家你不跟我们一回家，害我们到处去找你呢？
He said, "Why is it that you did not follow us home, and we have to come and look for you?"
所以看到耶稣的时候，带着一种责备。
So when they saw Jesus, they actually rebuke him.
你不知道我们在找你吗？
Do you not know that we are looking for you?
但是主耶稣怎么回答呢？
But how did Jesus reply them?
可是你们也不了解我啊。
But you do not understand me either.
岂不知我应当以天父的事为念吗？
Do you not know that I must also be concerned about the matters of my father?
说起来，主耶稣的肉身的父母不了解他。
We can say that Jesus' physical parents on earth did not understand him.
就像今天我们说我们的父母不了解我们一样。
It's similar to today when we say that our parents do not understand us.
我们认为父母是不对的。
We feel that our parents are
not right. 不了解我们的需要。
They do not understand our needs.
不了解我们的工作。
They do not understand the nature of our
work. 就像主耶稣也是这样讲啊。
And even Jesus said this.
但是主耶稣这样讲，但是他怎么行动呢？
But after Jesus said this, what were his actions?
圣经记载。
The Bible records.
他还是顺从他们，跟他们回家了。
He was very obedient.To them and he followed them home.
因为天父的事是有时间的。
Because there is a time to take care of the heavenly Father's matters.
可是现在的事是在肉身要孝顺父母的。
But now is a time that he has to be filial to his parents on earth.
这两样没有冲突的。
There are no contradiction between.
侍奉神跟侍奉我们的父母没有冲突的。
To serve God and to serve our parents are not contradicting.
虽然父母不了解他。
Although the parents did not understand.
可是主耶稣还是一样孝顺他们。
But Jesus continued to be obedient to them.
只有十二岁。
He was only 12 years old.
主耶稣已经这么明白。
Jesus understand these things.
我们有时候读到一点书。
Sometimes we may be a little bit educated.
在社会有一点成就。
Or we have some achievements in society.
我们有时候真的瞧不起我们那个年老的父母啊。
We will actually despise our parents who are older.
我们认为他们是老古董，懒懒惨惨，只会啰里啰嗦。
We feel that they are very old-fashioned and very naggy.
有时候带他出门都很怕，怎么样讲，丢嘎。
And we are afraid that if we bring them out, we will actually be embarrassed by them.
叫他穿整齐一点，他又不要，我就是这个样子的。
We may ask them to dress up a bit, but yet they say, this is what I am.
你穿这样好，我不要跟你去干行街。
They say, if you were to dress up this way, I will not walk with you.
怕我的工，我的朋友遇到，哎，你的佣人啊。
We are afraid that people on seeing us may say, oh, is that your old servant?
我们总有很多这些事情的。
So these are things that do happen in our lives.
好，那等我们长大了。
But when we grow older,
我们也会说父母不了解我们。
We will say that our parents do not understand us.
你知道我在外面受多少气吗
？Do you know how hard I have to work in my office?
为了家庭，我要忍气吞声呢、啊。
And that's for the sake of the family, I have to endure.Many of the nonsense from the bosses.
虽然这个气跟这个声音好像没有分量哦，不过你要忍跟你要吞呐、啊，真的是很困难的。
Although these grumblings by others may appear to be very small, but yet it's not a small thing to endure these things.
可是为了家庭
，but for the sake of the family,
你还不是要忍吗
？You find that you have to endure.
那回到家里
，and when you return home,
父母又不了解
，you find that your parents do not understand.
在这个时候又暗暗惨惨
，at this time they start to become very naggy.
你真的是会很生气啊
！You can become very angry.
在外面就已经满肚子气，回来还要受气。
You are already so angry with me when you're outside. Now when I come home, the same thing happened.
那么父母就说
，then the parents say,
我怎么知道你在外面受气呢
？How do I know that you are angry when you're outside?
我讲你两声你就大声了、
啊。I just tell you a few things only, you raise your voice.
这样就惨了。
Then things, more terrible things will happen.
我们常常就是这样认为父母不了解我们。
And this is how we feel that our parents do not understand us.
可是主耶稣了解的。
But Jesus do understand.
但是主耶稣怎么样呢
？But what did Jesus do?
你看主耶稣在十字架上。
When Jesus was on the cross.
他是不是最痛苦的时候
？That was the time that he suffered most.
你有没有给人家出卖？
Have you been betrayed by others before?
主耶稣在这个时候给他最爱的人出卖。
Jesus at this moment was betrayed by the most loved ones.
把他卖掉，把他钉死。
They betrayed him and they nailed him on the cross.
这个时候他需要人家来支持他。
This is a time that he needs support.
可是每一个都跑掉了。
But everyone runs away.
连那个说我要跟你一起去死的那个，敢敢发誓说我不认识耶稣这个人。
Even the person who says that I will die together with you, he swear and he ran away.
所以不管是肉体啊或者心灵啊都受到最大的打击啊
So whether physically or mentally at that time he suffered most
但是耶稣让我们感动跟佩服的
But what we appreciate most about Jesus
在这个时候他却对玛利亚说
At this moment he said to Mary
母亲
Mother
看你的儿子
Look your son
然后对约翰说
Then he said to John
看你的母亲
Look your mother
他自己这么样的痛苦
He was already suffering so much
但是他没有忘记年老的母亲
But he did not forget his older mother
他也一样是伤心的
She was also in sorrow
他也需要人家的陪伴跟安慰
She still needs people to give her love and company
他已经做不到了
He himself cannot do this
但是他可以吩咐他的门徒
But he caninstruct his disciples
代替我孝顺我肉体的母亲
to take care of his older mother on his behalf
所以主耶稣给我们留下一个榜样
Jesus set us this example
他自己本身就是这样孝顺父母的
This is the way he take care of his parents
虽然他很烦他很痛苦
although he is very he sufferedvery much at that time
但是他没有因此这样说我可以有理由不用理我的母亲了
he never say that at this moment I have reasons not to take care of her
难怪保罗这样告诉我们
no wonder Paul said this to us
你们做儿女的
that as children
要凡事听从父母
be obedient to your parents
因为这是主所喜悦的
for this is well pleasing to the Lord
这是真的
this is true
所以求主帮助
We ask the Lord to help us.
让我们在信仰生活里面
That in our faith,
趁着我们的父母还在
While our parents are still around,
让我们好好的孝顺他们
We must learn to be filial to them.
让我们的儿女看到我们这样孝顺
So that when our children look at us being filial to our parents,
他们也会孝顺我们的
They will also be filial to us.